from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have a 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's Cooking is brought to you by Geico Rep Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And of course, Fan Weather is brought to you by the Chevy Summer Drive, continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 89 today with sunny skies.
And Paul, don't forget, it's 139. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you.
Okay. So I think we got the whole sheet in.
Other than the one that I emailed you something.
Here we go. Yeah. Celebrate the start of football at the Kickoff and Rib Festival, presented by Icy Light, August 29th through September 2nd. At Acrisure Stadium, admission is free. National rib vendors, free concerts, football, and fun. Visit acrisurestadium.com/ribfest and join us for Labor Day weekend on the North Shore. Do we have some college football music that we could hit? I know there's some that we use from time to time, since we're going to now do a little pick segment, which we don't always do, but it's the first weekend of the season. Uh-oh.
I'm using my first paw paws.
There we go. That's okay. We had just talked about it. By the way, I'll give you some breaking news right as we do this.
Okay.
T.J. McConnell, did you see the news?
I did. I put it in the update.
Did you see the news about him?
Four-year extension for the Chartiers Valley man.
Four-year extension for $54 million or $45 million. That's incredible.
It's a lot of money. Good for T.J.
Yeah, obviously he's a great kid. I mean, he's not a kid anymore. He's exactly what you want in a backup point guard, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's tough. He's physical. He brings a spark off the bench, and he can score. He can't score at the top of the best in the NBA, but he's a good second-line scorer off the bench.
Well, Pony just tweeted out a picture of Brandon Ayuk, and it said 3 p.m. today. Are they going to skip the first hour of their show? Or
apparently.
what is that?
No Ayuk talk until 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Pony's going to put it all out there on the table of what he's heard.
Yeah. So anyway, do we got the music? There we go. And it's the first weekend of the season. Well, technically the second week, but really the first week.
It's the first week.
That week zero stuff we don't subscribe to. Got a couple of games that we're going to take a look at here. And, of course, we'll save a couple of the bigger games a little bit for the end of the hour. First of all, the big one of the day is actually not the one in Morgantown, but the big one of the day is one of two. So we're going to start with the first one, the early one, the Clemson Tigers looking to get some clout for the ACC. They go into Athens to play against Georgia. Georgia is 11.5-point favorites. What do you like?
See, I don't know if Clemson is very good at the quarterback position.
Right.
It's just a spotty position for them. They really haven't gotten it right since who? Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, like, probably right. Yeah.
And that's been a big part of why Dabo Swinney and Clemson have not been great and have not made headway in the ACC. DJ Uiagalelei, remember him? He wasn't very good.
Did you have to bring his name up? I had to watch him last weekend play for my favorite team.
He's not good.
He's terrible.
And you saw a front row seat of it.
When they signed him, I'm like, why would you bring him in? He wasn't any good when you were when he was at Clemson and you played against him. Anyway, go ahead.
Clemson wins. Or Georgia wins, I'm sorry. Georgia beats Clemson pretty handily.
Yes.
I think it's a 14-point win for Georgia.
So
they're dominant.
You like them to cover the 11.5.
They're going to cover.
I'm going to tell you this much right now. Clemson is not what they used to be. They're probably the best team in the ACC, but I don't know if that's saying much. You know what I mean? Because we saw NC State and North Carolina struggle last night. We saw SMU struggle with, who was it, like Nevada or somebody like that?
Yeah.
Last week. Florida State clearly is not as good as they were last year. So Clemson, I think, is the best team in the ACC. But guess what? Tomorrow, they're going to get rolled.
Rolled.
I think Georgia wins. 11.5 is the spread. And I got to be honest with you, I'll be shocked if it's within 20. Like three touchdown Georgia win. I think they're just that much better than Clemson. I'm going Georgia, and I think the score is going to be something like 42 to 20, something like that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very interesting.
Yes. That's my thoughts on that game. Now, there's another big game, and this one is taking place in College Station, Texas, at Kyle Field. Notre Dame obviously sparks lots of emotions among people because they're ranked in the top 10 already. They play at Texas A&M, who's ranked 20th. Texas A&M has been one of those teams that's very active in the NIL and transfer portal stuff. So what are your thoughts on this game?
See, I like this matchup, Paul. Texas A&M is a team where when the SEC plays against Notre Dame, it seems like Notre Dame sometimes has their fits. But the Fighting Irish have had a bad way of starting off the season. Ohio State, I remember, I think it might have been last year, maybe a couple years ago. Notre Dame, whether it be USC, whatever portion of the year, start of the year kind of is rough for Notre Dame. I think the tide turns and they pull off what is kind of viewed as an upset in Texas A&M. I think Notre Dame outright takes the win with Texas A&M favored by 3.
Yeah, you know, what's that guy that they used to have on the morning show that would say, the wrong team is favored?
Oh, he was on there this morning. Lee
like
Sterling, Paramount
that guy,
Sports.
Yes, the wrong team is favored. A&M is a 3-point favorite in this game. And I agree with you. I think Notre Dame, this is going to be the year. They're definitely going to get to the playoff. Let's just bury that. They're definitely going to be in the playoff.
I'm not fully convinced that they will.
I think they're going to be in the playoff, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why. Let's just go through this. Northern Illinois stinks. Purdue stinks. Miami of Ohio stinks. They play Louisville, who beat them last year, but it's in Notre Dame, so they'll win that game. Stanford stinks. Georgia Tech is not very good. Navy stinks. Florida State stinks. Virginia stinks. Army stinks. USC stinks. Who are they playing that's beating them?
Oh, my gosh. They don't play any ranked teams after A&M until Florida State in November.
If they win this game, even if they lose this game, they will be in the playoffs.
Florida State might not even be ranked by November.
Florida State will be. Please don't remind me. Okay. We have to call a moratorium. Well, we don't because they're playing one of the big national TV games this week again. So I've got to endure another one. The next game that we're going to bring up is, and what time we got to be out of here? 51. So yep. We will do one more of these games that is on. So this will be on 3:30 on Saturday. Miami Hurricanes, ranked in the top 20, going to the swamp to play against Florida. Mario Cristobal, year three. Does he finally get this team up over the top?
Womp womp. Florida Gators chomp on Miami. Paul, I don't know what to make of Miami every single season. It's the U is back after week three, and they win like two big games. And then halfway through the season, you're like, oh, Miami's 500 again.
Yeah.
Florida wins. SEC rules over Miami.
Yeah, I think it's a bad day for Miami. They're -2.5. Wrong team favored. I think Florida wins. I agree with you. Real quickly, two other ones. Tomorrow or Sunday night, USC LSU.
Ooh, there we go. That's a doozy. Where's the game?
It's in Vegas, in Las Vegas.
Oh,
so it's a neutral site game. I think
LSU.
I think Riley, whatever his name is just
Lincoln Riley.
I think he's such a fraud. I hate USC. I hope they get killed.
I don't know who their quarterback is. I don't really care. They don't have Caleb Williams.
They're soft. They're the same team. The defense stinks. LSU will beat them. And then, of course, Monday night, the big game on Monday night, primetime on ESPN. Boston College is at Florida State. Can we handle the Fighting Eagles?
The last couple of years, they've had such huge Monday night games. Didn't LSU play somebody like went to
Florida
State? At the very end, like a Monday night. It was a fantastic game last year.
Yeah. I'm worried that we can't even handle Boston College.
Boston College won like what, seven games last year, and they were celebrating Florida State will win.
We'll see. This DJ, what's his name, is in my head. Okay.
DJ Uiagalelei.
Let's start with the game here. Pitt is 23.5-point favorites against Kent State. Do you believe they will cover that number?
No. Yeah.
23 and a half. That's a lot. That's a lot for a brand new offense trying to figure it out and all the other stuff that they have going for, you know what I mean?
How good is Kent State, though?
And probably not that great.
I don't think they're that good.
But I just don't think that Pitt early in the season is going to blow anybody out.
Pitt loves blowing people out at the very beginning of the season. You know, the Woffords of the world?
Yeah.
The Youngstown States of the world when they don't lose to them?
Yeah, they also make these games a lot closer than they need to be.
Statement win from Pitt. It won't be reminiscent of what I think happens later on in the future. 42-13 Pitt blowout.
Yes, so you got them covering.
They cover.
All right, I can live with that. It's going to be close to cover. They'll win, but it's going to be close. And then, of course, we'll finish with the game.
What's your score of the Pitt Kent State game?
I think Pitt's going to win something like 38-17. So I'll say they won't cover. 38-17, something like that.
All right, it's going out there on the graphic later too, as well as this game.
Penn State. Virginia, West Virginia, Penn State, -7.5 now.
Oh, the line keeps shifting.
Going down. What do you like here?
This is, I think, a lot tougher of a game than a lot of Penn State people want to admit. West Virginia is good. They're going to be ranked for, I don't want to say a considerable portion of the season this year, but they are going to be up there in the rankings, cracking the top 25 at some point. But it won't be after this weekend. Drew Aller and Penn State with the new offensive coordinator that I think is just changing everything from me going up there and talking to some of the guys up there and talking to Andy Kotelnicki. The culture is different. The culture has changed. Penn State wins 24-17. Mountaineers cover.
All right. I'm going to tell you this much right now. James Franklin does one thing very, very, very well. He does not lose games he's not supposed to lose. He just doesn't. Very few games in his last 5 or 6 years that Penn State's lost where you say that was a really bad loss. They lose to the best teams they play, but they don't lose to the – I'm not buying the West Virginia hype. I think Mike Casazza opened my eyes to the fact that last year was built on a little bit of fiction and good, you know, favorable scheduling. I think Penn State is going to roll in Morgantown. I think Penn State, and I'm going to give you a score.
Give me the score.
What was your score? 21?
24-17 was my score.
I'm going to say, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Penn State 41, West Virginia 20.
Oh, boy.
Blow them out of the building. I don't think it's going to be close.
This has great backfire potential for us.
So to review, we both had Georgia covering,
yep.
Right? And we both had Florida covering.
Yep.
And we both had LSU covering.
Yes.
And we both had Notre Dame covering.
We agreed on a lot.
The only thing we didn't agree on, I think, well, I didn't pick Pitt to cover, but we both have
West Virginia covering.
But yeah, that's the only thing we really didn't agree on, is the West Virginia Penn State game. Anyway, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the ribs at the Rib Fest. Austin, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, Paul. All right. Talk soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.